Hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope you are all well. And the unique part about this episode today is that I am recording it on my birthday, which I don't actually think I've done before in almost the 4 years that I've been doing this now. So, again, maybe connotated with today's episode, this is how I want to live. This is a nice thing to do for me on a particular day. And as much as birthdays are about celebrations, birthdays should be about living the way that you want to. And I want to do this on my birthday. So I hope you enjoy today's episode. The theme today is going to be around lifestyles over goals, or lifestyles are greater than the goals that we have. This idea comes from a number of themes and areas that have been cropping up over the last few days and weeks. Partly, obviously, birthdays are a good time to reflect, but also it's near the new year. It's near that time where we reflect upon what's been and look ahead at what's coming forth, yet we need to think more about lifestyle is ongoing. Goals can be quite temporary in that perishable motivation. So I hope whatever I talk about today, part of it resonates with you for going forward. So, as I mentioned, the theme of reflecting at this time in the year allows us to reflect upon our current lifestyle and arrangements, I guess, that we have set up. There's that existential question of, am I where I thought I would be at this stage of my life? Which is a completely reasonable question, and usually the elephant in the room when we have these significant moments in our lives. I think it's always important to look inwards with this rather than outwards. People's lives change at different moments. Some people get married really young. Some people get married really old. Some people never get married, as an example. Yet we sometimes, perhaps, instinctively use that as a measurement when it happens against our own lives. When I think of this question, am I where I thought I'd be by this stage of my life? The conclusion that I've come to around where how I should feel is I should be happy yet surprised, because nobody can predict where they will be, but we should be happy with how it aligns with our values and beliefs of who we are. We may not be where we want to yet, but if you are on that path, it should align with who we are. As I've mentioned, new year, new beginnings bring that mindset and perspective. Yet our most common go-to is thinking about goals. It's a reset. We think about goals, the future ahead. That is how we perceive motivation and new beginnings. Yet, what I'm sensing is this steals the joy of now. It removes that sense of lifestyle that every single day we should be appreciating. It doesn't matter if it's pain, if it's something you don't want to do, or if it's a day off when you have all the time in the world to decide how you want to spend it. But goals can remove that sense of being present. Goals are wonderful for direction, potentially for purpose at moments when we need guidance. But lifestyle, I like to think about as a way of being. I talk about being present and that idea of now and the moment that is currently happening is all that you have. But it is also a way to describe of being. Lifestyle should encapsulate who we are. What we do is who we are. How we live is who we are. And sometimes goals can overtake or overrule that. And we miss out on the joy of being present, of realizing who we are, of appreciating who we are. A short story for you. I was on a run the other day, and as I was going through the pain of running and feeling unfit, my mind automatically went to the bemoaning side of things of A, how unfit I felt, and B, that 10 years ago I was much fitter. This was my programmed thoughts, the instinctive side of me when I was in this moment. Yet, this is maybe something that could motivate me to have a goal to become fitter, which there's nothing wrong with that. Yet, when we think about how we live in this moment and our lifestyle, I had to stop myself and almost reprogram into thinking more positively, thinking about how by doing this run, I'm actually looking after my health and actually becoming fitter in the process. B, I've created a lifestyle where I make myself do this. So it doesn't matter how fit I am. The fact that I'm 10 years on and I'm still running and putting myself through this pain, I should actually appreciate that because that aligns with who I am and my values and my beliefs. And see, just being grateful for the fact that I'm out on a run. I don't need to worry about anything else in that moment in time. And it's only going to make me feel better once I'm finished. So in almost this moment that we can encapsulate, this is lifestyle. Yes, it might be a part of a longer term vision or goal, but if I can't appreciate that in that moment, and maybe if I'm thinking in that run that I'm needing to hit a certain time or hit a certain pace, I'm removing that joy of me being who I am. Think about this the next time that you are engrossed in something. Think about, is this who I am and who I want to be? Even if it is serving beyond me towards a higher goal. We have a chance to shift here and create these moments and opportunities through your lifestyle and not your goals. We'll never remove that, but the shift is something that can accumulate everything together and allow us to appreciate it more. Enjoying the drive and direction that goals give us, but making sure that we stop and smile along the way. I'm going to pause there, guys. I hope you've enjoyed that today. I hope you have some wonderful thoughts and ideas from what I've spoken about. And I'm thoroughly looking forward to the next year of podcasting and sharing these ever-evolving thoughts with you guys. So thanks, as always, for taking the time to listen. And I will see you all next time. Cheers.